Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Today we are going to talk about how to deal with freelancers. Now, a lot of people in their businesses reach out to freelancers to do project work, ongoing work, maybe a VA, maybe a graphic artist. There's all sorts of things that people reach out to freelancers to do. One of the main problems that I found speaking with people that hire freelancers and also freelancers who are hired, especially on sites like Upwork or Freelancer or many of the people per hour, all of those kind of sites, one of the things that I've realized is when you are hiring a freelancer, you need to remember they are not your employee. I'm going to say this one more time. They are not your employee. They're not at your beck and call. You can't message them at any hour and expect an immediate response. In this day and age of instant gratification and always being online, people seem to think that when they hire a freelancer, the freelancer is there to A, only work for them, B, be there for them whenever and whatever they want, and to add, say your task was X, Y, and Z, all of a sudden X, Y, and Z, and a little bit of A, and oh, can you also do this? And oh, it's an emergency. It's not fair. The whole point is you set out, they're running a business. Freelancers are also running their own business. They have other clients. They do other things. They have their own hours of operation. And a lot of freelancers seem to think that they have to bend over backwards just to keep a client. And what they don't realize is they need to educate their client that I have office hours. There are times I'm available. Please give me my work within this amount of time. The idea with a freelancer is you give them the work and you have no control over how they do it, how they get it done, as long as they get it done. There are so many people out there who abuse this. Oh, and then want rush jobs. They're like, oh, hey, can you do this for me? Oh, hey, can you do that for me? And once in a while, a lot of people will just say yes, but then it becomes a constant thing. And then you realize that you haven't set any boundaries. And all of a sudden, this person is expecting rush work for the same pay, which is different from the contract that you agreed on, to something else. And I'll give you an example. I had a client once upon a time who I used to do travel work for. I used to plan their trips. And it so happened that I was taking a vacation. I warned all my clients 2 weeks in advance, hello, I will not be available from this day to this day, or it will be limited, or whatever it happens to be. And this vacation was my birthday, and this is one of my rules that I only didn't do once and there was hell to pay. I don't work on my birthday. Don't care when it is, you know, what's going on. I don't work on my birthday, full stop. And so this particular client was planning a trip that was supposed to happen after my birthday. And we'd been talking about it for months. They hadn't pulled the trigger. And of course, the day I'm supposed to be leaving, they messaged me like, oh, I need this and this and this and this and this, and I need it, you know, yesterday. And so I liked this client, so I tried to be flexible. I was like, okay. I knew the next day was going to be busy for me because I was running payroll for a different client. So I was like, I will be available from this hour to this hour. If you want to talk, please check my calendar and book yourself an appointment. And we can talk about whatever it is you need and then work around it. Of course, this particular client decides to ignore my calendar, call me up when I was on the phone to another client. And then when I messaged them saying, hey, I'm sorry I missed your call, I did tell you that I was going to be busy at this time. And again, here's my calendar should you wish to talk. This particular client then disappeared off the face of the earth because I wasn't there at their beck and call, because they didn't seem to understand that I had a life. And all my other clients are quite happy with using my calendar to book time. They respect me as a human being, as a business owner, as a partner in their business. It's such a bad way to treat someone, to think that just because you pay them whatever it is you pay them, that they now work only for you and are at your beck and call. So people who are employing, and that's not even the right word, people who are hiring or working with freelancers, please remember this. Please make sure that you state exactly what's required, how long it's supposed to take, what money is going to be exchanged for what, and respect your other person's time and skills. I'll do another podcast shortly on the other way around for freelancers who are working with clients and how to rein them in. But the main thing here is they are not your employee. They are also running a business. Please treat them with the same respect that you would treat any of your clients. Thank you for listening. That was another episode of The Traveling Introvert. If you want to reach out to me, please email me at introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. By the way, we are also on Facebook. Some of you have found us from that, but some people don't know about it. So we're on Facebook. Just put in The Traveling Introvert podcast and you'll find us. iTunes, Stitcher, Women's Podcasts. We're all over the place. And have a good rest of your week.